This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Senator David Vitter, a member of the Environment and Public Works Committee, which, when lawmakers return to session in September, will once again start looking at the Senate version of cap-and-trade legislation, the energy reform legislation, which passed the House by a very narrow margin, but will look quite different in the Senate, and it's still yet to be seen exactly what that bill will look like. But we want to get his reaction today to a report from the National Association of Manufacturers and another group showing that the House global warming bill could reduce economic growth by 2.4% and cost 2 million jobs over the next 20 years. And Senator, thank you very much for your time today.
Great being with you, Greg. Thanks for the invite.
What do you make of this report? I know that obviously many manufacturing companies are concerned about emission limits that would be part of this legislation. Explain whether you believe this report and what the impact would be on our economy.
Well, I absolutely believe the report. I think it states and quantifies the obvious. You know, for years, a lot of folks have been decrying outsourcing jobs and losing jobs overseas. If we were to actually pass any dramatic cap-and-trade legislation, it would be the biggest cause of outsourcing jobs and pushing jobs offshore that we've seen in our lifetime. And again, this report quantifies that. It would be an enormous hit, an enormous cause of job loss. It would also spike energy prices across the board and be the biggest energy tax increase in history. And that would affect every single American. I think it would impact low and moderate income Americans particularly hard.
Senator, last time we talked, your committee had just started working on its version of this legislation. How far along is it right now?
Been developed by Barbara Boxer, who's sort of the leader on the other side on this issue. We are, of course, in the August recess. We come back into session the day after Labor Day, September 8th. She has promised to unveil her Senate bill that day, September 8th, and she wants to have a markup in committee and have it prepared for the floor by September 28th. So September is going to be a really critical period for this consideration in the Senate. Her radical bill will fly through Senate committee. It's a very left-leaning committee, and of course, she's extremely liberal. The big question is, how will it do on the Senate floor? It needs 60 votes on the Senate floor. I am very hopeful that we can block draconian legislation on the Senate floor, and we can prevent it from getting 60 votes.
Senator, I know that right now most of the attention at the town hall meetings is focused on health care reform, which we may talk about in just a moment. But what are your constituents saying to you specifically about cap and trade? Now, how big of an issue is that? How passionate are your constituents about what they're seeing on that issue?
It's a very big issue. Of course, in Louisiana, we're an energy state, so it's a huge threat to us. We have been faring relatively well in this recession. Our statewide unemployment is only about 6.7%, which is pretty good relatively speaking, but something like cap and trade would kill our Louisiana economy. It would also hurt the nation. So I've been hearing a lot of concern about it.
And Senator, let's talk about health care briefly. What kind of reaction have you gotten at town hall meetings in your state about health care? What issues are folks most concerned about? Is it the potential for rationing? Is it the cost? Or what is concerning folks most?
Those two things are at the top of the list. Certainly Louisiana voters are very concerned about the Obama administration's proposals, and they're concerned about a government bureaucrat being put in between them and their doctor. And they're also concerned about the cost, what that's going to do to their health care, what that's going to do to the economy in general. I'm having 18 town hall meetings all around the state during August. Of those, four or five are specific health care forums. We've had two already that have been great, powerful, passionate discussions, but certainly very civil, well organized. And so I'm really enjoying it. Before my first health care forum, I was talking to someone the day before, and they said, oh, I've been watching this national news coverage about these health care reforms. You better have security there. And I said, well, you know, the best security is being on the right side of the issue. And that's exactly how it panned out. We had a great turnout and a great passionate discussion, but it was certainly the whole audience was very supportive of my activity and my point of view.
We're talking with Louisiana Senator David Vitter, a member of several key committees in the U.S. Senate, which I'll look at both of these major pieces of legislation. Senator, we talked yesterday with Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who strongly opposed to both the health care and the cap and trade bill. And he said if both of these bills pass, he believes they will have such a harmful impact on our economy that we will not be the clear-cut global economic leader anymore once they come to fruition. And if that's the case, then there's a national security component that's going to work against us as well. Do you agree with that level of concern about these bills?
I absolutely agree with that. First of all, we're already on a trend line losing competitiveness in so many ways. This would accelerate that for the negative dramatically. So I absolutely agree with that concern.
And in terms of still being able to stop this, obviously it's a 60-40 split in the Senate. Last time we were together, you thought, although we haven't seen the Senate version of this bill yet, we will in a few weeks, that you thought it was possible to stop it because of the concern in manufacturing states and some of the more moderate members on the Democratic side. As we get closer to that, do you still believe that's the case?
Yes, I do. It'll fly out of the Environment Committee. That committee is very left-leaning, chaired by Barbara Boxer of California. But on the Senate floor, I think it will face a very uphill test. Need 60 votes. And I think there are several Democrats from the Upper Plains states and the Midwest, also my Democratic colleague Mary Landrieu from Louisiana, who are going to have a very difficult time supporting anything like this. So I'm hopeful we can block this on the Senate floor. I'm working real hard in that vein.
There is a quote out from a new member of the Senate Energy Committee, which I assume is going to have some input into this process. It's from Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, who says, quote, "Climate change is very real." And she goes on to say, "Global warming creates volatility. I feel it when I'm flying. The storms are more volatile. We are paying the price in more hurricanes and tornadoes." And she calls this the most important legislative priority on her agenda. How well do you feel that members on either side of the aisle really understand what's going on in terms of this issue?
Well, there's a quote based on real science. Gee, there's I can feel it when I'm flying. It's more turbulent than it was 10 years ago. I'm sure that's based on rigorous science. Unfortunately, that's the sort of ridiculous pseudoscience garbage that's so common on the left on this issue. But the real truth is getting out there, and I think citizens are really beginning to push back, particularly because they understand it's a direct hit on their wallet and on the economy and on jobs.
Senator, right before we let you go, do you believe that time is sort of on your side here in that the Earth seems to be cooling over the last several years, and that may lend more credence to the argument that the climate change is cyclical rather than man-created?
Yes, time is on our side in several different ways. First of all, it's on our side in that regard, and I think there is beginning to be a serious reconsideration of the science of this. Secondly, time is on our side politically, and just like in healthcare, the more we can have a true debate on the issue, the more bills can actually be read, God forbid, and digested by members and the public, the more movement we have in our direction.
Senator, fascinating stuff. Going to be obviously one of the major debates once members return to Washington. Enjoy the rest of your time back home, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter, member of the Environment and Public Works Committee, as well as the Commerce, Science, and Transportation panel in the U.S. Senate. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.